Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 4, verse 5 says, "Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?" We're talking about this whole idea of church conflict. Conflict inside yourself is where conflict begins in the church. And when we are not at ease in our present walk with God, we are diseased or diseased. And as part of the diseased, we infect the body of Christ. And that disease spreads. It's an infection. And we know where it comes from. It's rooted in that threefold root that we talked about back in chapter 3 at verse 15, where it is in worldliness, sensuality, and a relationship with the demon-possessed or the demonic. Now, as James explains this whole idea, he talks about this is from inside of us. We have this problem. It is a lust problem, a want problem, and the lust-want problem is a discontent. So our dis-ease is from a discontent. And when we realize this, we begin to see that the more that we want from the world, the more we want of the world, the more our heart goes after the world. And so we're chasing after flesh, finances, or some other fantasy. Whatever we're after, we are making ourselves, as we said in the last verse, we are making ourselves an enemy of God. We are at war with the one we say we love when we go after the flesh, the finances, or some fantasy of the desire that we have in our soul. And what we don't realize is there's a battle raging inside of us. You see, the more worldly, the more sensual, the more demonic we are in our wants, the less we understand the work of the Spirit in us and that the fact that the Spirit is working in us. Paul will tell us that we are grieving the Spirit, that we are quenching the Spirit. Like throwing water on a fire, we turn down the Spirit. And if we continue to do that, when we walk away from God, we could actually all but put Him out in the power of our lives. Because when we step away from a passionate walk with Jesus Christ to pursue the flesh, gentlemen, pornography, lusting after a woman that goes by in the church, or finances, where we're discontent with what we have, we're too lazy to get up and do some work for it, and so we go and play the lotto because we have this psychological desire for that which we have not worked for. And so, like in the Proverbs, we don't understand that that kind of gain is evil. It is the desire for riches, but without the work for the riches. And the Bible tells us very clearly in the book of Proverbs that the way you build wealth is little by little and through inheritance. And so we begin to become fantasized on this overabundance of stuff, which the Bible clearly says you can't take with you. Right. Naked came we from our mother's womb, and naked we shall return. And if we don't get that, we will never be able to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so our lust creates this enmity, and the Spirit yearns jealously for the possession of our soul. But we're fighting against that because we're much more interested in finances and flesh and fantasy than we are in the following the pursuit of God. And that becomes the core issue of church fighting. Because the dis-ease inside of you becomes the disease inside of the church. And that's where the wars come from. In relationships, I've got to have. So, sorry, but you have to be less than me. Because if you really understood who I was, you would really get down and you would clean my shoes. Now, we would never say that, and we would be horrified if somebody said that of us. But oftentimes, that's the attitude we carry with us. Preacher, make me feel like I'm important. Preacher, don't make me feel uncomfortable about my sin. Preacher, tell me what I want to hear. These are all last day scenarios of the soul. And James tells us that this is the disease of the body of Christ. And if we don't understand this, we struggle to comprehend that the spirit that's within us is fighting for our purity. It's fighting for our holiness, our being set apart. And it's trying to influence us to say, set yourself apart for the God who loves you and has given His Son for you. Set yourself apart like the good china that we only use at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not the Melmac we eat off of every day with the scratches and the worn out pattern. God wants you to set yourself apart. And while theologians will tell you you are set apart, the Bible's emphasis is not there. The Bible's emphasis is that you be holy as I am holy, quoted in both Testaments. And James is trying to get us to comprehend that the Spirit, whose name is Holy Spirit, is trying to get us to be holy people of God. And He yearns jealously so that you and I will be influenced by Him and not the world and not the sensual and not the demonic. And that flows out of a heart stayed in the Word of God, who are doers of the Word and not hearers only, who are deluded. You and I have this tremendous responsibility every day, not only to God the Father and Jesus Christ, but to the Holy Spirit to listen. And we cannot listen if we do not open the book. We must open the book. We must listen and say, what's next? What do you have for me? And most of the time, hear me now, most of the time it is just set yourself apart. Step away. Look at yourself as a queen. Look at yourself as a princess. Look at yourself as a king. Look at yourself as a prince for the most holy and righteous God, an ambassador of the Most High. Set yourself to look like, to work in, to serve this amazing God. This is a powerful truth. Most people inside the church have simply missed it. And they're dabbling in the world. And they're dabbling with the sensual. And they're dabbling with the demonic. And then they can't figure out why in the world God seems so far away. I believe, help my unbelief, isn't even coming across their lips. They've missed because they have grieved the Spirit of God and quenched His work in their lives. James calls us back in this verse, verse 5, and says, feed the Spirit. Set yourself apart. Remember, He is holy. He wants you to set yourself apart. James chapter 4, verse 5.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.